Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you for tuning in, and I just want to give a special welcome to those of you who are brand new to the podcast. It's pretty simple. I read a scripture, and we're usually just going through an entire book, so you're going to get the whole breadth of that scripture in context, and then I pray according to that scripture. I started doing this as a result of the book I wrote, Jesus Every Day, which is a 365-day devotional, and it's kind of like the opposite of Jesus calling. So instead of Jesus saying things to you, we go through the whole Bible, Genesis through Revelation, and you pray back the scripture to Jesus. And so if you want to supplement to what we're doing here on the Pray Every Day podcast, that's a really good resource for you. It's put out by Harvest House, and they have sponsored this podcast in the past. Anyway, we are in Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 51, and that will be finishing up chapter 24 in the MEV, the Modern English Version. This is what it says. Concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. As were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Two will be in the field, one will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour the Lord will come, your Lord will come. But know this, that if the owner of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for in an hour when you least expect it, the Son of Man is coming. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master has made ruler over his household to give them food at the appointed time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master delays his coming, and begins to strike his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not look for him, and in an hour he is not aware of, and will cut him in pieces and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we learn from the scripture that only the Father knows that day. Only the Father knows when the end will come. And Lord, we're given a couple of examples here, one from the time of Noah, where people were just going on with their lives and suddenly everything changed and they had literally no idea. And then the other example is about a thief. And if we knew, like, okay, at 12 o'clock on Sunday, a thief's going to come in and break in and steal stuff from you, then you would arm yourself with whatever you would arm yourself with, or you would buy some new locks or get a ring for your doorbell or whatever, but you would be sure that you'd be ready for that intrusion to come. And Lord, help us not to be oblivious. So that's the prayer today, is that we would not be oblivious, that we would live each day as precious, live each day knowing that this could be our last day on earth. This could be the last day of earth, and we want to be found faithful. You gave the parable of the faithful or the unfaithful servant. And Lord, I know that it's a cry of my heart that when you find me and when I am taken and I am no longer here on this earth, that I would be found faithful. I want to finish well. I've seen some train wrecks of folks who started well and did not finish well. And Lord, I want to finish well. I want to be able to hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. And so, Lord, I pray that for all of us, that we would be faithful, that we would live as if each day is important, and that you see us, and that what we do matters, and not to give up and to lose heart. I know there have been many times, Lord, where I've been thinking, well, what does it matter? What good does it do? Why don't I just indulge myself because life is so hard? And help me just to not be that way, Lord. Help me instead to think, no, the kingdom of God is ever expanding and it's beautiful and I get to be a part of it. What a privilege that is. Lord, we want to make the most of our time because the days are evil. And so give us the strength to do so today. Help us to love the people in our life with abandon and with sacrifice. Help us to forgive the people who have wronged us. Help us to live without bitter hearts. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you. Please be encouraged. You are seen. You are loved. The Lord is with you. He is for you. He fights on your behalf. Rest in that today. Hang in there. Bye-bye.